Another important development in my life was that I was living with my grandmother all this time in Bafflein, you see. Now, I went into work one morning and they said that they want to see you in the office, you see. And they were getting somewhere around 20 personnel to move away from Vickers to go to Blackpool. And they were building up a little factory there, underground factory in Blackpool. And they had selected our names. And by the way, an uncle of mine, that was my mother's brother, was in the group, in the safety group. And I liked that. That gave me a great deal of assurance that I was all right. Anyway, that's what happened. And about 18, 19 or 20 was went in Blackpool. And then another thing is, I got this idea that things work quite efficiently, like, you know, because when we went to Blackpool, we got up at the station, there was a big bus waiting for us. We all got on the bus, and the bus driver took us to different residential houses all over the place. And they were saying, you two go here, and you two go there, like, you know. It was just like being evacuated, you know. No, the principal idea of this was very, very simple. Vickers was about a mile and a quarter long, but it was also parallel with the river, very close to it. Well, it was cheap by Joe to the river, and it even followed the contours of the river along there. And it was between a mile and a quarter and a mile and a half long, the factory all together, like you say. And when they viewed it from the air, you could see it. It was sticking out like a sore thumb, you know. You could see it quite easy. Mm-hmm. So what they were going to try and do is, they tried to get all the big machinery, and a lot of the machinery, and farm it out to these different places. There was one or two places where it was in the park, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we went to this biggest place, it was called Harrowside, and it was near the Big Dipper. It was only a few yards away from the Big Dipper. And we stayed there for about 4 or 5 years. Yeah. You know? But there again,
the factory was next to the Big Dipper.
Yes, aye. Right. It was underground, aye.
But that literally underground.
Yes, aye. Yeah.
Right, so
what it was really like is, there was a railway going north to south, you see. Mm-hmm. And then the bridge went over, you see. The bridge went over from east to west. And you know how they build up the side of one bridge and they build up the side of the other to get it over, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Our factory was occupying this build, that the building part,
right.
You know. Yeah. And but it was partly underground, you see. And of course the roadway was on top of it, you see. And it was called Harrowside. And there was another place near, by the way, we were very near Blackpool Aerodrome. That was one of the reasons why we were there as well, like, you know, because we made parts for the Wellington bomber. We were there about 5 years, and we made the small parts for the Wellington bomber, you know. And we nearly always did the wings, you see, the wings. And as we made things, you know, we boxed them all, and the van took them away to the airport to assemble at the airport, you see, because that's where it was, Blackpool Airport. We were working 12 hours a day. All we wanted to do at the end of the ship was just go home to bed. Yeah. So it was a bit exciting in a way, you know, because it was so new, you know, and of course being by the seaside, you know, was quite nice. And one of the main things I remember about it, worked all them years there, like, you know, and one of the nicest things that I learned about it is that during the time the war was on, like, you know, we had summertime, but they also made it what you call double summertime, you see? And instead of altering the clocks 1 hour, you altered them 2 hours, you see? Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I was on night shift, we had a break about 12 o'clock, you see, and we went onto the promenade to have our sandwiches, you see. Mm. And the sun's just setting. 12 o'clock at night. No. So it was a bit exciting, you know, to be away, you know. And you are sort of like always doing things for yourself by then, you see. You had no father, no mother to look after you, like.